Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Hey there, I'm Rachel Martin, filling in for Mr. Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, sci-fi fans gobbling up the latest installment of the series Battlestar Galactica. It was a special movie. We're going to talk to the executive producer of the series in just a few minutes, so sit tight. But first, let's go to Matt Martinez for today's headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, guys, and good morning, everyone. Washington Redskins safety Sean Taylor has died one day after being shot at his home. A spokesman for the family called Taylor's death a tremendously sad and unnecessary event. The 24-year-old lost a significant amount of blood because the bullet damaged his femoral artery. Police are still investigating the shooting as a possible armed robbery. Diplomats are meeting in Annapolis, Maryland today. The goal is to jumpstart the first Israeli-Palestinian peace talks in 7 years, setting the stage for the creation of a Palestinian state. But there are some obstacles. Some Arab diplomats are reluctantly attending. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, for instance, doesn't want to shake hands with Israelis. President Bush will meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert ahead of the conference at the U.S. Naval Academy today. Doctors shocked Vice President Dick Cheney's heart into submission yesterday. Well, it wasn't that dramatic. Doctors at the George Washington University Hospital shocked the Veep's heart after they found he had an irregular heartbeat. They discovered the condition while doing a checkup on Cheney at the White House for a lingering cough from a cold. The vice president is back at work. Steve Fawcett's wife says she wants him declared dead. She is asking a Chicago area court for the declaration. Peggy Fawcett says she believes her millionaire adventurer husband was killed in a plane crash in September. Her lawyer says this move is painful for Mrs. Fawcett, but this legal step is needed to begin to resolve Fawcett's vast estate. The 63-year-old Fawcett disappeared September 3rd after taking off in a single-engine plane from a Nevada airstrip. And finally, Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy has sold the rights to his memoirs to the Hatchett Book Group. The financial details are not being released, but loose lips in the publishing world say the deal is comparable to other political book deals. Just for comparison, Hillary Clinton got $8 million for her book. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair got $9 million. Senator Kennedy has the same agent as Clinton and Blair. You can find the news online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.